Blog Talk Radio.
Present position is the Ten of Pentacles. Wow. Okay, and the Ten of Pentacles, this is an amazing card. This has to do with money. Okay, the Ten of Pentacles is about achieving the ultimate accomplishment when it comes to money. This is about being secure, wealthy. This is about family harmony. It's about family monetary security. This is about being abundant in money. This card also has to do with an inheritance. So somebody out there may be just received some money, an inheritance from a family member. This card is also about making sure that your future able, that your future is secure, that you have enough money to take care of yourself, to take care of your spouse, to take care of your children. This is a card about having enough money to retire and being stable, okay? This is about being secure. This is a card also about providing a future for your kids, for your children to have a future. So you're building a foundation for them. So the Ten of Pentacles is definitely a foundation for your children. So at the present position, the Ten of Pentacles, this is speaking about somebody who, in the present position right now, is monetarily secure where they are sitting right now. So it definitely is speaking on the family when it comes to money. Okay, everybody is good. Everybody is in a comforting position when it comes to money. So right now you're in a blessed position. You are not having any type of money problems. You are free from money problems. You are financially secure, okay, and you have built this foundation for your family. Okay, so that's the present position. The next card is the immediate influences, and it's the Eight of Pentacles, okay? Now, the Eight of Pentacles, this is a card about hard work. So this is saying that this money that you have accumulated, it's going to come easy. You know, this is a card about building your money, okay, about stacking your money. So when you look at the card, you see a man that is working, okay? He has the pentacles laid out above him. So they are basically framed above him on the wall. And he's building one. So it's just showing that each of his pentacles he has created. So all of this money you have created, you have built this, okay? You have worked your way up to this, okay? So this is definitely speaking, you know, about having encouragement. So at the moment, maybe you didn't see the end result, but you are building to it. So this is about having a stable foundation where you are working, okay? You are building your future. You are setting these skills, okay? And you are making money out of it. You are working with your hands. This is about creating your money from scratch, okay? So you are a self-made person. That is definitely what I'm seeing with this card. So, you know, you're a hard worker. So, Ten of Pentacles, the present position, the card before this, was showing that money-wise, monetarily-wise, you are okay, better than okay. You're great. But this card is showing that that comes from hard work and dedication and commitment, okay, that you have put in to achieve this, to achieve your goals, okay? So definitely you stay on top of this, okay? So at one point, it may not have been apparent because you were building that first pentacle, but now you've built your way up to eight, okay? So definitely a positive money card, two positive money cards. The next card is the Goal of Destiny, and it's the Lovers card. And that's an amazing card. I mean, the Lovers card, this is about love. It's about relationships, okay? This is about a connection. So you have a very strong connection. And this could mean for work also, and it could also mean when it comes to your love life, okay? So as far as work related with the Lovers card, this could mean that you are in a perfect situation. You are in a great situation. You like or you love your job. It suits you perfectly. Now, on a romantic level, it symbolizes that you are in an ideal relationship. You are content with your loved one. And definitely with the two previous cards, you are content money-wise. And as we all know, a lot of relationships fail because of money problems. But for the person who this reading is for, whoever out there is listening, this is showing that you guys are in a good position. I mean, the money is good, and it seems like the love is good, okay? So definitely the Lovers card is showing that there is a couple here. I'm sensing more of a couple. I mean, yeah, the job is good, but also at home, the love is there. You are content in the love aspect. Okay, so that is the goal or destiny. Now, the future influence is the Knight of Wands. And this is a card about energy. It's a card about passion. It's a card of metamorphosis. This is a card about having impulse. You want to get out there. You want to travel. You want to fly. So, this card is speaking that you want to explore the world. You want to enjoy the money that you have. Clearly, you have built a very sustainable amount of money, okay? And you want to basically enjoy what you have, So this is a card about taking that action, about going places, about traveling. And in my card, it's showing a man with wings, So he's ready to fly. You're ready to take this world on, okay? And fly and travel. So definitely, this is a card about you enjoying your successes and being able to enjoy that with your lover, with the person that you are with. So definitely this card is showing this, about you wanting to fly, expand your wings and release yourself, okay, and enjoy your money. Now, the final result is the Nine of Pentacles. Okay, so a lot of pentacles in this reading. Now, the Nine of Pentacles, the final result, this is a card about reaping what you sow as far as money, the fruits of your labor, okay? In my deck, the card, the Nine of Pentacles, is showing a man, he has a machete in his hand, and he's cutting these pumpkins, okay? So inside each pumpkin, there is a pentacle. So there's a coin inside of each of these pumpkins. So this is basically saying that he put in these, the seeds, the foundations, and the pumpkins have grown. Okay, so he is reaping what he sowed. This is the fruition. Okay, so fruition, fruit. Okay, this is the fruition of what he has put in for. So he's enjoying now. Okay, the work that he has put in, and we have definitely seen that with the previous cards about the work that you have put in, that you now get to enjoy what you have amassed, what you have collected throughout your life through your hard work, okay? You're sitting on a lot of money, and this card is showing that you will have an amazing amount of money. This is a card about stability. It's a card about having ease, about serenity. It's a card about, being financially secure and not having to worry about where money is coming from, about, struggling. This is a card about having food to eat. This man has these pumpkins. He's going to be fed. He can sell these pumpkins. So this is a card about having this money and being successful and being at ease and having. So overall, this is a very money-oriented reading, and it's an extremely positive reading. So anybody out there who is listening, you have an amazing life. I mean, you have money, okay? You have family. You have a relationship. You're going to be traveling. And the final result is even more money on top of that. So it's really amazing. So that is the midweek reading, you guys. I want to thank everybody for calling and listening. Okay. Please stay tuned for our continuation of our series, which is exploring the tarot. We are doing a one by one, going through each card. We are exploring the world of tarot. Myself and my co-hosts, Alina, Ozette, and Rowan Nix. Okay, we are exploring the tarot. We currently are in the Chalice this week. Okay, we are going to be finishing the Chalice this week. We previously did the Pentacles, so we're doing Chalices now. We're finishing Chalices. So guys, please stay tuned for our series on the Elementary of Tarot, which we do every Saturday, or try to do every Saturday. You guys can also go to the archives and listen to our previous shows, listen to all of our shows that we have. We have quite a number of shows that you guys can listen in. If you want to learn about tarot, get educated on tarot, definitely you can go to our archives and listen to our previous shows. We have a lot of meat and potatoes for you guys to eat in our archives. Also, you guys can follow us on our Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. Once again, I would like to thank everyone for calling and listening. I am your host, Tarouk Bashaw, and I would like to wish you all a good night.